have a word from God this year, which is an exciting and, I don't know, it should really grab all of our hearts, really, if we listen to what God is saying. Last weekend, I really launched us into that word as I preached about divine destiny. And just to explain for some of you who maybe weren't here last week, divine destiny, what does it mean? And we have a definition here on the first slide. And it's God's path, purpose, and provision for your life, planned in advance by God. You're not a mistake. The time you live in, you're not out of season. And then he said, a man for all seasons. But you are the right age at the right time. God has appointed that you should live now, and he has pre-appointed your dwelling places. That's what Acts 17 says. So it's not a mistake even that you live here. Isn't that amazing? And it's, if you're visiting here today, it's not a mistake, you're a visitor. Because God predestines certain things. He purposes certain things and plans for us before we were born what the path is. And so, in a sense, we're not planning our path and then saying, God bless it, because that is actually man's plans. You know, when you go to the local council, if you ever want planning permission, if you build without approval, without the right laws in place, then it's an illegal plan. But God wants legal plans, which means his will. He wants to do what he has planned before you're born. He doesn't want there to be no planning permission for what your plans are and for what your purpose is. And so God actually wants you to know what he has planned. And a lot of it you haven't yet seen yet or understood, which is why we need to continually live in relationship with him, close to Jesus, close to his word, so that we can actually see and know the plan of God for our personal lives, for our families, for us as a church, because God works with churches, local churches. He works with the destiny of people together. And what his plan is for the nation. And I, you know, just yesterday I was reading newspaper. You don't normally get the plan from the newspaper, but you do get information you can use to pray a plan. Because I use what I read to actually start me to pray. And there was a section in my newspaper that was talking about what was happening in China. And the amount of people coming to Christ in China is phenomenal. And they reckoned in 2030, there will be 270 million Christians in China. And China will be the most Christian nation on earth. That is the plan for China, but it's also the plan for our nation. God has a plan for this nation to bring salvation beyond what you and I could ever imagine. And God's plan for your life is to do you good. There's a promise in the Bible from Jeremiah that says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. And you need to know that promise. God says, I know the plans I've got for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope. And a future. That's in God's word to us. And that's his promise to us. As we follow his plan, we will follow on a path of hope, prosperity, no harm, and an amazing future. But his plan doesn't just involve you. It involves others. Never ever did God give someone a plan and it just be purely selfish. Your destiny isn't just you. It's linked to others. It's linked to others who walk with God. And it's linked to others you haven't yet met, reached, or influenced for the kingdom of God. And so any plan that God has for you is a lot bigger than just you and your family. Whilst he so wants you to know what his plan is for you and your family and for us as a church, his plan for us will always embrace others. I love that great man of God who started the Salvation Army, William Booth, said, when he couldn't say much at all, he could only send a short word to his missionaries, he just wrote, others. Just one word, others. And so God's destiny for you is always going to be connected outside you and your small circle. It's always going to be bigger than your personal group that you like to be with or where you like to stay. Your comfort zone will be expanded and increased when you get to know the plan of God for your life. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and I need to get my Bible. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it's actually written up there. It says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God created us in Christ Jesus, which means you and I cannot fulfill the plan unless we are born again. You can't come into the plan of God for your life, your destiny, without receiving Jesus Christ. And what the Bible talks about is the new birth. But if anyone is in Christ and has received Christ, he is a new creation. And so it's the new creation that is able to do the good works. So it's a supernatural person that does the good works of God. Yeah? So in other words, you need God and the Holy Spirit and the new creation before you can ever walk in your destiny. You need to receive Jesus Christ and be born again by the Spirit. But this is amazing because we have been created for good works which God prepared. Now, if you were coming to my house for lunch, if I hadn't prepared anything, then basically there would have been nothing ready. So God isn't always saying, I've got a plan for you today, and him coming up with, sorry, it's not ready yet. God's always prepared things in advance for you to walk in. And so there's a preparation that God has made for the works for us to walk in. And we just almost need to visit his house, come into his presence, and find out what he's made for us. Because you won't know what I've got for you until you come round. And we've got to connect with him and be in relationship with him before we can know his plan and know the things that God has prepared for us to walk in. Your destiny fits you. The things that God has planned for you will fit your life. It'll require the Holy Spirit. You can't do it in your own strength. But it's actually fitting you. So in other words, everything God planned for you fits you. And everything God planned for the person next to you won't fit you. Okay, so it's only that plan that's suitable for you and you alone. What we have so many decisions in our lives. Destiny is linked up with choices, with decisions. And how do we find God's plan for our life? How do we know what God is saying about who to marry? What to do with our lives? Where we work? How do we find the plan of God for our relationships, for our finances? How do we find God's plan for the purpose of our lives? And God wants to reveal that plan. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed those things to us through his Spirit. God reveals through the Holy Spirit the plan. So you can't know the plan with working out your life with your head. You can't work out your plan by talking to mum or dad. You've got to find out the plan through knowing God and asking him to reveal that plan to you through his Spirit. Because the Spirit will reveal the things that God has prepared for you to walk in. And every one of us has what I was saying on Wednesday night. We have this kind of life destiny. God will give us a picture of what our overall call or a goal to aim for with our lives. But just as Jesus didn't just live in the destiny, which was to go to the cross and rise again, he lived also every day, knowing that there was a daily plan that God had for him, which is why your days matter. And they matter to God that you know what the plans are every day, so that you can daily walk in what he is saying and live with this long-term view of the future that God has planned for you. It's exciting. Now, a little bit of information. It's not from the Bible, this bit. But in ancient China, people, when they needed to find direction, and I mean geographical direction, I don't mean spiritual direction. Whenever they wanted to find direction, they would take a shard of iron and drop it onto a leaf in water. And that leaf would spin and turn and would always end up pointing in the same direction. So they would say, I wonder which way to go. And they would know which way that way was. They'd know actually where north was because they used a bit of iron on a leaf in water. Why does that work? Well, we know that's the beginning of the compass because it's actually, there's an internal force called the Earth's magnetic field that makes that leaf or through the iron turn to a particular direction, which is why compasses help sailors all the way through history and any traveler, including sat-nav, even though it's linked up with a satellite now. But there's a true north. And somehow there's an internal force in the earth that can actually show you which one particular direction is always going to be. Now that's really interesting because when you're born again and God's Spirit comes to live in you, you have an internal force. You have some power on the inside of you that actually can move you into God's direction. And that promise that God spoke of in Ezekiel, I will put my Spirit within you, he said, and will cause you to walk in my ways. God's Spirit, when you're born again, you have an internal compulsion, not an external duty. You have an internal desire, compulsion to walk in God's ways. How many of you have ever really got annoyed with somebody and wanted to say what you think? And on the inside, the Holy Spirit is saying, be quiet. Close your mouth. How many of you haven't listened and you got mad anyway? Well, then you didn't listen to the Spirit, but the Spirit was causing you to be a peacemaker in that moment, and you know exactly what I mean, don't you? Have you ever done something that you know isn't the will of God, and on the inside you felt very unhappy? Your spirit, your inner man, where the Holy Spirit lives, goes, oh no. You grieve the one who lives in you. And that means the Christian life isn't just following a book. Jesus didn't say, I'm going away, but I'll send you a book. Now, the Bible is the Word of God, and without it, we can't know that the leading of the Spirit is right. Because only ever will the Holy Spirit lead you into something that is already written and spoken of in the Word. The Word is the authority of all things because it is the Word of God. But Jesus didn't say, I'm going to go away and leave you to your own intelligence about what to do with your life. He said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you another helper, the Holy Spirit. And he will be with you and he will live in you. Now you see, you and I can walk out our days not conscious of the one who's in us. Have you ever gone through the day and thought, do you know what? It's as if God isn't really living in me today because I haven't even thought about him. And I believe God, in order for us to fulfill our destiny, we need to be more conscious of our spirit where the Holy Spirit dwells rather than everything else going on around us. Because if God lives in us through his spirit, it's his spirit that will cause us to walk in the destiny and the works he's prepared for us. So you have a knowing on the inside when something's from God, don't you? You have a recognition that you did the right thing at the right time when you do it, don't you? You have a yes and amen when you know you're living to please God, don't you? You also know that you get very dull and self-centered and try and push out that voice when you're going your own way. Don't you? And so you have an internal force, just like that compass, the Earth's magnetic field, has this power to turn everything into the right direction. So the Holy Spirit is your ability to turn your life constantly in the right direction. Jesus said, he will live in you. I won't leave you an orphan. I will give you the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Who is God? He's not less than Jesus. He's not less than the Father. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are God equally. And so the Holy Spirit will live in your spirit to guide you and to determine the plan and purpose of God for your life. You will know when you're walking in the plan by, I call it this sense of well-being that flows from your spirit. This yes and amen that you're in the right place, doing the right thing. And God wants us as his church to be conscious of the leading of the Holy Spirit in us. To not always try and work everything out with our minds, but to acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit at work on the inside, who is leading us and guiding us into all truth. Let's just turn to John 16. We'll look at this scripture. John chapter 16. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. He will lead you into your destiny. He will reveal the things to come. He will speak to you. He will give you your inner, what the Bible calls it, an inner witness. This is right, this is wrong. I call it my traffic light system on the inside. You know what a traffic light system is? Red means stop. It's very simple. Orange means get ready. Get into gear and start revving. Green means off we go. But you know what some of us are like? We ignore the red on the inside because we think we know better. We drive like an Italian. There is no traffic light system in Italy. I have witnessed it recently. And you know, that's almost like a Christian who's not following the leading of the Spirit because they ignore red lights. They ignore. If they want to stop, they'll stop and they'll stop exactly where they want to. And you'll have to try and maneuver around them because they're definitely not moving. And I believe that internal traffic light system, which the Holy Spirit gives you, It's no, don't do this. Stop when you're trying to have your own way and say things you shouldn't be saying. Stop it when you're criticizing other people. God will not actually bless and bring his peace and joy into your life if you're a critical person. Because you're going to constantly grieve the Spirit by speaking against others. So stop when you know that you're actually about to go into something that the devil's leading you into to tempt you to sin. We are living in a world where there is an availability online for all kinds of stuff. There's an availability for everything. You can get hold of anything at any time. Listen to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, does this glorify you? If you've got a red light, turn it off. Walk away. But if you've got a green light, say, yeah, go. I never go shopping without the Holy Spirit. Because I know that the Holy Spirit needs to lead me. I was remembering this week how God led us to this building. How for 10 years we didn't know the plan. We met in school halls. We, as a church, we knew that God had spoken kind of this picture of having our own home as a church. And for years, Pastor Angie and I went round the town looking for buildings, praying, saying, Lord, where is it? Some others in the church at the time would go out there and pray and try and find an open door for us. Well, it didn't happen. And one day, it was like God revealed it to me. It was always here, and it had a sign on it, for sale or to let, for a long time. But one day, my spirit went, the curtains opened. And it's like, it wasn't with my head, it was with my heart. It was with our hearts, wasn't it? Then we went back and we started to pray. And that light went brighter and brighter, and it was like, that's it! That's our building! And of course, we tested it as we went along. And I just think, gosh, this was God's plan for us, church. God planned for us to enter into this place and to have this as a home from which we can be built up and we can reach the community around us. It's an amazing plan God had for us. But until he reveals it, you can go looking for years. But let there be light. As soon as the revelation comes, your spirit knows it. And it's green. And when it's amber, just pray. Wait and pray until you really know this is what God is saying. In John chapter 16, let's just read these words of Jesus. We looked at this on Thursday, but I just want to bring God's word so that it comes in fresh ways. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Amazing. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. How do we find God's plan for our lives? Well, God speaks to us through his Spirit in us. Through his word, Jesus said he will take, the Holy Spirit will take of what is mine. What is of Jesus? Jesus is the word, isn't he? The Holy Spirit will take the word of God, what God is saying, and make it known to you. So sometimes he will remind you of what God has said, but God will lead you either by reminding you or saying what God is saying through the word. So can I have, this is the Holy Spirit personalizes what God is saying to you through his word. Isn't that amazing? You're in relationship with God, his Spirit at work in you, and he will personalize what God is saying to you through his word. We all need to live with personal words from God. Amen. You need a personal word from God if you need a miracle. You need a personal word from God about who you're to do life with, where you are to worship. Amen. You need a personal word from God about what to do with your life. I never can commit to anything unless I know God has said it. And then if God has said something, I can commit. I can throw my whole life into what God has said, because I know he said it. For example, nothing could lead me away from being here. No offer of a better life or church. There is no better. There are no other better offers. There's not another job for me, because I know that I am where God wants me to be. I have a personal word from God that this is where I'm called to be. And you are who I'm called to be with. There are too many flaky Christians who wander around everywhere thinking something, it might be God. You need to live by what God is saying or what God has said. See, Noah, I mean, I just admire that guy, don't you? God revealed to Noah, a word came to Noah, I'm going to send a flood, so build an ark. One word. Now, most of the Christian community would say, I need 50,000 confirmations for a word like that, please. Could you prophesy over me, running to the next conference? But Noah had a word that was against everybody else's word. And he was building according to what God said, because he had a personal word that gave him personal faith, that meant he was in his destiny because he was doing just what God told him to do. And if you can do that, you will fulfill your destiny. Receive personal words from God. Live out by faith in what he says, doing what he asks you to do, you will fulfill your destiny. Everybody else around you might have other plans and ideas and might even mock the way you live. They might laugh at your faith life. But God says, I have said it, and I'm going to do it. So get ready. And Noah got ready. Which meant he was saved when the flood came. Him and his family were saved because he lived in what God told him to do. And Jesus said, I am going to give you my spirit, and my spirit is going to cause you to walk in my ways. My spirit is going to speak the words of Jesus, giving you from the scriptures a personal word from God. I mean, I was just reading the Bible on Saturday, praying. Actually, it was Friday. And God spoke to me. I love it. Every day I get a word from God. Because I go to him and I read the Bible every day. And he personalized the word. And it was all about Hannah and Samuel and how everything looked bleak, but God had a plan. God had a destiny. What did he do? He got Hannah wound up because she couldn't have kids. Desperate. And God was using, God put it in her heart. It was like God at work in her to want what he wanted. And the answer to the prayer, it wasn't selfish, because she said, if you give me this, I will give it back to you. If you give me a son, I will give him to you. And if that son comes, then he will serve the Lord all the days of his life. And the thing about God is he had a bigger plan. He was using this one woman who couldn't have kids, and he wanted to do something supernatural. Let me tell you, God wants to use you for the supernatural. He wants to transform your life by doing the things that you can't do. And so he found this woman who was desperate for a son, and he was desperate for a solution for the nation. And you can see God saying, I'm going to work through that because I'm going to come through with my plan. And God actually prophesied, because the old priesthood, they were corrupt, they were full of sin. God says, I have prepared for myself a priest who will do what is in my heart and mind. And Samuel grew up in the house of the Lord. Just think about it, church. A child with old priest and people around him that were just adults. But this child had a hunger for God. Never, ever diminish that if God's got a call on your child's life, that they're going to love church. Because they will love church. Because God is here. And they will love being in the house of God. And they will hear his voice in the house of God. Raise your children in the house of the Lord. Give your children to God. And God will use them. And Samuel became the answer because his ear was open to hear what the Lord was saying. And you will become the answer when you wake up to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've got something to give when you've heard it from God. You've got something to say when you know God said it. And so God wants this dimension of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said he will guide you. He will guide you, and you need guiding. You need guidance. And it's also interesting, you know, we can be so arrogant with what we hear from God, can't we, church? Yeah? I've heard God, so that's it. And I just believe that there needs to be a realization that if you've heard God, it will resound with those that God puts around you who are spiritual. When Paul, he was Saul at the time, saw this blinding light from heaven, light came in and he said, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. So God was about to bring Saul into his plan. He had to be knocked off his direction, knocked out of his purpose, and brought down low. Because you need to be humble before you can walk with God. And Saul actually said to the Lord, you know, who are you? What do you want me to do? And God said, go into the town, the city, and there'll be somebody, I've prepared somebody to pray for you, basically, Ananias. And so Ananias confirmed the call on Paul's life. So it'll never happen in isolation. It'll always be within the context of the body of Jesus Christ. So you'll never hear something that will take you off on your own. It'll always unite you with the church, not divide you from it. Amen. Amen. So whatever you're hearing, you can know that God will lead you into the body of believers to outwork the call of God on your life. Amen. But God wants to open your ear, open your eyes to see, so that you live with a spiritual consciousness, not just conscious of your problems, your needs, what you want, but conscious of what God wants and what he is saying and what he wants to do. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will tell you the things to come. Your destiny is to know by the Spirit, what's ahead? You're not that excited about that, are you? I find that really exciting. I'm not just living my life in the today, day, this day, that day, going to work, sleeping, eating. God wants you to know the things that are coming. He wants you to know the prophetic things for your family, for your children, for your life, for the nation, so that you can pray. For the people at work, so you can pray in what God is saying he wants to do. Isn't that exciting? He will. Jesus said he will. Say to somebody next to you, he will tell you the things to come. If if you're looking. Go on, say that. And you're listening. Because you know, anybody who drives through a red traffic light is looking at something else or not bothered. And so you've got to be looking and listening and know that the Holy Spirit is going to be leading you every step of the way. It's like your journey is through a city you don't yet know. And there are lots of traffic lights, lots of roundabouts, lots of exits. But the Holy Spirit will take you in the right direction. Led by the Spirit, you will fulfill the plan of God for your life. Amen. When we were coming back from Italy after holiday, it was at night because the plane was delayed. And whoop-de-doo. And anyway, we were coming back, and I love to see a landing strip at night. I wouldn't like it if I didn't see it. I would pray fervently in the Spirit because it would be not right. But when you're flying at night, the landing strip is actually so brightly lit that the pilot doesn't just hear the control tower, he actually can see where he's going. And I believe that God wants your heart to be like that landing strip, where you can actually see where you're going in your life. And God actually says in his word, my word, personalized through the Spirit, God's word spoken to you, is actually a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Psalm 119, verse 105. My word is a lamp to your feet. It shows you where you are and it shows you where you're going. You know, sat-nav works because you don't just see where you're going, it also you show where you are and how you're going to get there. And so the Word of God is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And God wants the runway of your heart to be filled with light. And light is symbolic of the Word of God. The entrance of His Word brings light. And so God is wanting to bring you into this amazing lit up destiny, this path that he has prepared for you to walk in. Can you see that? Amen. 2015. What's the forecast for this year? We know it's a year of divine destiny. But actually, what are you seeing? Remember the landing strip. What are you seeing about this year? Now be honest. What do you have in your heart that's lit up? What's like, wow, I know where that's going. Because you see, the enemy also has a plan. And his plan is actually to bring some really bad weather. And actually, many people talk about the forecast for 2015, and it's fairly negative. And you might even think about 2015 and say, well, it would be nice if this changed, or it would be nice if that happened. But God's wanting to reveal and light up your days and your calendar this year with His Word. He wants to give you the forecast, the outlook for the year. He doesn't want you to not know the things to come. Haven't we been talking about the Holy Spirit showing us things to come? Yeah? Now, when you listen to a weather forecast on TV, you take it with a pinch of salt, don't you? Which means you take it like it might not. Because how many of you know that weather systems can come in that they didn't even know that we were there? And so the information that you're receiving from the news reports is actually always changeable. the forecast or the information that people might have said about your life. It's changeable. And what even you think about the future, it's changeable. But God has a forecast and an outlook for your life. And what is it? Have you seen it? Do you have it alight in your heart? You see, any other information outside of God is inaccurate. But God's word is perfect. And what God says in his word, personalized by the Holy Spirit, remember the Holy Spirit revealing the word to you, speaking the promises to you. Those promises become the path that God has prepared for you to walk in. They become your destiny, the forecast for 2015. You see, I believe it's time for ignorance to end. I wonder what God will do. There are some things we won't know that he will do. There's some things we won't understand because he won't tell us everything. But God wants us to know something prophetically about the future, about this year. What's God's forecast? Let's turn to Numbers. Let's just have a look at this quickly. Because the enemy has a forecast and so does the natural man. How will this year turn out? Well, in Numbers chapter 13, I love this. Joshua and Caleb and the other spies had come back from spying out the land. So you could say the church had been to a church meeting, having spied out the land, heard what God was going to do, good things, divine destiny for the year. Now Joshua and Caleb were different to the other spies. Why? Because Caleb and Joshua weren't focused on the giants in the year. They were focused on the word of the Lord. In other words, their runway was lit up with, we are well able to go in and take what God has said. But they knew that they were going in to take the land. So many Christians don't even know what they're going to take this year. What are you going to take this year? What are you going to claim this year? What are you believing and expecting from God this year? God wants to reveal it to you. But you need to light up your heart. Your heart needs to be enlightened with revelation of what God wants to do. And God had given this promise that the land, they'd go in and possess the land. And the report came back, verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack these people. They're stronger than we are. And they spread among the land that they had explored. Sorry, they spread a bad report about the land that they had explored. They spread a bad report. So some people, or even you, may have spread a bad report about 2015. You might spread a bad report about your job, about your finances, about what you can and can't do. And we need to know what the divine forecast is. Joshua and Caleb saw that it was a good report. To a faith person, 2015 is a good year. Because you have it in your heart, not just because I'm telling you. Because you have the word of God lit up on the inside. You have received that promise that this is the year of divine destiny, and my destiny is actually good. It's a good report. Say, God's got a great forecast for 2015. So you have to be careful which forecast you're looking at, which forecast you're listening to, because God's word is good. Even if you're in trouble, he has something else to show you so that you can see the way out. Even if you don't know what to do, God will show you what to do. And so it's going to be a good year, because you're going to hear what the Spirit is saying. You're going to live by promise. In Jeremiah, chapter 1, let's just turn there. Jeremiah, chapter 1. There's a good report coming from the Lord, hey, for your life and for 2015. It needs to land in your heart. You need to see it, have your eyes enlightened, so that what you're seeing will get you to be like Joshua and Caleb. I've got faith because I've got a promise from God. God has spoken to me, and I know what God's going to do this year. You're looking at me like, I believe it's time for destiny, and unless we see it, we won't experience it. Unless we hear it, you're not going to walk in it, because you're not going to have faith for what you don't hear. You'll watch other people walking in it, but you personally won't enter in. And so your heart, you need to be someone who hears a personal word from God about your life, the plans of God for everything. And He wants to reveal it to you and give you His word that will change everything. His word changes everything. In chapter 1 of Jeremiah and verse 11, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of an almond tree. Okay, so this is a particular word for Jeremiah, and God, actually, it would be unusual if you saw an almond tree. But if you did, that's fine, because God's going to speak to you about that. But the issue is, Jeremiah had a word from God. The word came to him. And when the word came, he saw something. Because often when God speaks to you, He sees. You see. Yeah, you see what God's going to do. And until He speaks, you don't know. And so the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. What do you see? And we could say, God's saying to us, I want you to see what my forecast is. It's sunshine. It's a good year. But I want you to know the things that I have prepared for you. I want you to see what's ahead. I want you to have, now let me say this statement, a prophetic picture painted by the Holy Spirit through His word on your heart. Painted by the Holy Spirit through His word on your heart, so that in your heart you can see things that aren't yet seen, which is faith. Because with your heart you believe, and with your mouth you confess. So you're seeing things in your heart. And God wants you to have a prophetic picture for this year. What do you see? I know what I see. I can tell you things that I've seen. I've prayed and I've sought God. I've got into the Word every day. And I'm hearing things from God about this year, personally and for us as a church. But God's question to you is, what do you see? Not in your circumstances, not the things around you, but what do you see about what God is doing? We can always look at what the devil's doing, can't we? We can see what's happening around us, and the devil would love us to continually focus on natural things. To focus on, well, I see my job's difficult at the moment. Well, I see the kids are playing up. Well, I see, oh, I'm finding life hard. And God's saying, no, I want you to come into a higher vision. My view. My word. Spirit-revealed word. I want to paint something on your heart that speaks of your future. I can see things I haven't yet seen. They're in my heart. I have a picture on the inside of me doing the same works as Jesus and greater still. And I haven't yet seen all of those works. But I've seen it. I have a landing strip for the Holy Spirit to come in on. My heart is alive with expectation of what's coming. I know we're coming into great things. But unless you personally see those things, it'll land somewhere else. Yeah? How many of you don't want to miss it? I don't want to miss my destiny. You don't want to miss your destiny. God is saying to you, connect with me. Come to me. Come to the author of the word. Don't just come to the Bible. Come to the author and say, Lord, explain your word to me. Teach me. Imagine being in a room where you've got a book and you didn't really understand it, but the author's come for tea. So what would you do? You go and say, could you explain this bit to me? Because I don't actually understand it. And that's how we need to be with the Holy Spirit. We need to say, Lord, I don't fully understand the meaning of this, but would you show me? Will you teach me your ways and give me an undivided heart so that I can walk in the plans you've got for me, that I can see the runway, I can see everything lit up so that my calendar, my prophetic picture for 2015 is exciting me. It's motivating me. It's making me want to pray. It's making me want to live for God because what I've seen is amazing. Many Christians lack motivation because they're not seeing anything from God. They're just coming in with their problems, their issues, their needs, but they're not seeing. And God says if you see it first, you can have it. And of course, it's seeing what God is saying, showing us what the Holy Spirit's got. But some of us in this room are ready, and I'm hoping it's you, are ready to come into this amazing destiny of greater things ahead. That this year is filled with things that need the God dimension in our lives. It's not just about what we can do, because that's actually, we're not Christians for that. It's about what God can do. But God's saying, connect with me. Come back to the secret place. Come back to prayer. Come back to my word and pray and ask me as the author to explain my word to you, to reveal the things to come to you, to speak. And you know what? I have it in my heart, but I also write it down on paper. I have a journal, church, that I write down what God says every day. And I am building a prophetic picture for 2015. And in fact, I'm going to devote these next few weeks to getting a picture strong on the inside of my heart for what God's going to do. And I believe God's saying to us, the destiny is amazing. I will reveal it if you seek me for it. And if you come to me and ask me to put it on the inside of your heart, I will show you where your life's going to land. And you're going to be walking in my purpose, which goes way beyond just you. It's for others, not just for you. So let's get his picture. His forecast, his outlook, because it's a good plan. It's a good future. And by the way, it will surprise you. You'll be shocked by some of the things that God says and asks you to do, but it'll be amazing. Amen. Your heart, your spirit is inhabited by God. For the purpose that you might know him and know his will. Let's stand.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith South West, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186, or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.